So in this session, we're going to have a look at deep linking an application so that we can deploy it to a Windows 8 device using System Center Configuration Manager 2012 SP1. The application that we're going to deploy is one that's coming from the Windows Store. So we're going to have to go and obtain that application from somewhere. During this module itself, you're going to be able to go through the entire process of doing a deployment of a deep linked app from the Windows Store. We're going to go and create that application based on a reference device. We're then going to deploy the app out to a particular device collection. That'll be something that anybody that's done any work with Configuration Manager will be really familiar with. And then finally, we're going to have a look at the user experience on a Windows 8 Enterprise device of actually obtaining that application. So the first thing that we're going to do before that, though, is look at the assumptions that we have in place here. So a couple of the things that you do need to have in place before you can do this module. The first thing is that we have a working Configuration Manager 2012 Service Pack 1 site in place. The second one is that we have a Configuration Manager client installed on the device that we're going to be targeting for the installation of the app. And the reason for that is we don't have time in the course of this module to go and set up an entire Configuration Manager site and to make sure that we have clients deployed. There are other MVA courses available if you want to go and learn about doing just that. So the first thing that we're going to do is have a look at adding an application from a reference device. So here we are inside of our Configuration Manager 2012 console. We're on the software library workspace already. So we're into application management and into applications. And then you can see the TechNet UK resource that we provided earlier. So we're going to create another application. I hit the create application ribbon. And this time we're going to select the target installation as a Windows app package in the Windows Store. We'll select browse, and unlike previous time we did that, we're not going to go and browse the file system in order to find the APX package. This time we're going to look for a particular device on the network in order to catalogue or understand what packages are installed on that device, and then we'll be able to use that information to start creating our application. I'm just going to type in win801.contoso.com, which is the name of one of the devices on my network, and it's going to go ahead and start the inventory of that particular device. In order to have made that happen, I have actually had to go and do a little tiny bit of configuration on that Win801 device. I went in and actually enabled Windows Remote Management in order to be able to pull this information back from the device itself. There's a couple of ways that you can achieve that particular task. You can go onto the device, open up a command prompt and type winrm quick config, and then use the force command, and that'll allow you to do that on your reference machine. Here you can see a list of all of the applications that we have already installed on our target device. And down here we can spot that we have things like the Skype app and also the OneNote application as well. Okay, Skype and OneNote. And if we just pop along to our device, just extend this along here, to the device that we're going to be using to target here, we can see the Skype app is installed and we can also see the OneNote app tile there as well. So we'll pop back to our Configuration Manager device. There we go. And in this case, we're going to go and select to install Microsoft application. So we'll say OK. And we'll say Next. It then pulls the information in from the application itself. Say Next again. We can provide some information about the application. This is what's going to appear inside of our app catalog. So we do want to make sure that it makes sense to our end user. So we'll call it Skype. And we'll say Next, and Next again, and that's going to add our Skype app into ConfigMan along with a deployment type for a sideloaded a deep linked application through the Windows Store. So as soon as that's finished getting the information and adding it into ConfigMan, we'll go and have details. Click Close. Here, that's our Skype application. Let's go and have a look at its properties. And we'll see that we can see very much the same kind of picture that we could for the sideloaded application. In fact, if we go to types, we can see that we have a Windows app package in the Windows Store. If we go and click Edit, then that's going to give us the same kind of information. Where the content is located, i.e. a link to where the application is in the Windows Store, it's going to give us the detection method, so the publisher name and also the version number, and also dependencies that are required for that application. We'll just cancel that. And OK to that application there. The next thing that we need to do is go and deploy the application that we just created. We're going to go and place it onto our distribution points, or rather the link to the application onto our distribution points. We never actually download the code from the Windows Store itself. And we're also going to make that application available to any users within any particular collection inside of our ConfigMan environment. So back in our ConfigMan console here, we can go to highlight the application, the SkyPap, go up to deploy, and then we need to select the collection that we want to deploy the application to. So in this case, we're going to deploy that out to our all users connection, so all users will be able to access this. You may well want to limit that to a much tighter collection than just all users. However, this is just environment, so we're absolutely fine. I'm going to then go and select the distribution point that we want to application available on. Let's say this one here, we only have one in this environment. We then need to say whether or not we want to make the application an install or an uninstall, and what the purpose is, whether it's required or available. Because this is a deep linked application, we just want to make it available. If we select required, what will actually happen is that the app will just open up in the Windows Store for the end user. They won't actually get much more information than that, other than the app page of the Windows Store will just keep loading for them. So it's not a great idea, it's not a great user experience. We're going to go for available at this point. So next, we then provide any scheduling details, whereabouts we want notifications to appear, any alerts that we want, maybe we want to pull some information back into Operations Man, and then we'll say next and just finish out this wizard. Now that process has taken place, we can go and find our application. We'll just check the status of it. And then in a few moments we'll find that that status has moved from the unknown state that it's in at the moment through to a success status. So now we'll just go across to our client machine and have a look at how things are looking from over there. I'll just switch down to my client machine. So we can see here the familiar kind of gold background. This is our end users, Alice's end user machine. So we're just going to go and find this application for Alice. We're going to go across to that the software catalog again. So we'll type software, so we'll open up software, go to find additional applications from the application catalog. See that Skype is now listed in the app catalog itself. We're going to select install and say yes. And that's going to start the application installation off. You notice that what actually happens here is that the user is then taken to the Windows Store and taken directly to the page for the Skype application. They can then go and click the install button. And then they'll be taken through the process of installing the app onto this particular device. Obviously, in this case, the user has already associated the store or the device with their Microsoft account in order to be able to complete the installation process. That's the process that's involved in deep linking an application to the end user. They get to see the application in your curated store inside of your company app store, and then that takes them through to the Windows Store from where they can actually download the application and have it installed onto their device.